Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Power Ranking Show is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, basketball, baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and the easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games that are available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And that, of course, is the voice of at Marcus underscore Mosters. Is the Power Rankings podcast, aka the Power Rankings show. Let me just make sure I still remember how to do all this. We've been off a while, holidays, and something's been happening with our podcast. I like to call it the Power Rankings show BS and Power Rankings show AS. Now, I mean, most of our show is BS, let's be honest, but there's before switch and after switch.
Mm.
Before switch, hypothetically, one of the people in the podcast was, you know, always wanting to pod, you know, always wanting to give football thoughts and stuff like that. Then this person convinced their wife that it'd be good for their marriage if they got a switch. And once that person hypothetically got a switch, all bets were off. It was like, I was like, man, do you still think Tyreek Hill's MVP? And you're like, yeah, man, he's been great for the Bengals this year. I'm like, no. Tyreek Hill, he plays for Miami. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah.
Just want to say that Nintendo Switch has saved our marriage. So thank you very much, Nintendo. Appreciate that. But no, I'm excited. We've got week 18. We've got all 32 teams in action this week. Should be fun.
I'm always glad when the leaf blower decides to come. Right when we need to talk.
Just very on edge today. I love it. This is great.
I am. I mean, dude, travel stuff. I had a car breakdown. I had a heater core issue that's $2,400. It's been just a, it stinks. So anyway, that's my life right now. It broke down in the town that my parents are from, a lot of my family's from. Just total bummer. And then picking up the dogs last night. I mean, I could go on and on, but now the leaf blower. And if there's one thing that really contributes to society, it's the leaf blower, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but the leaf blower performs a very important function. See, what it does is it blows leaves around.
Yeah, you can't have those just hanging out. It doesn't make the property look good, but can we
so put it on Earl Ray's property, right?
Yeah. Can we please talk about football? We haven't talked about football in a while because you've been busy and I've been busy with Nintendo Switch. Please.
Well, we missed a minor controversy in Dallas, Detroit, Dallas. We missed Lamar Jackson kind of asserting himself. And then if you don't think he's the MVP, people came after you. So not you specifically, because I know you do think Lamar is MVP now. Actually, that's a good question. Is there any argument against Lamar MVP? Do you think this is still a really close race? I do.
I mean, the only argument against Lamar is just the stats aren't there. And this is usually a stat award, right? But I think if you're watching football on Sundays, I mean, there's no doubt that Lamar Jackson is probably the most important player in the league right now because of everything he does for the Ravens. I know you still think Christian McCaffrey deserves to be in the conversation, but it does seem like Lamar is kind of taking hold of that award.
I just don't see how a guy can have 2,000 yards from scrimmage. And how many touchdowns does Christian McCaffrey have now? I mean,
20-something.
20-something touchdowns for, you know, one of the two best teams in the league. You know, how do you, just because he's a running back, you're going to say no way? I still think Tyreek Hill, if he has an amazing game against Buffalo, should be considered. I've told you Myles Garrett, to me, is the best defensive player in the NFL. And look at the Browns, man. You know, so... yeah, I do think the stats matter a little bit when it's close. Now, if it wasn't close and it was obviously Lamar, that'd be one thing, but it's not because of the lack of stats. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess. It's going to be close if you don't have the stats. If you have the stats, it's not going to be close if you're the quarterback on the best team in the league. Yeah. Either way, Baltimore did take it to San Francisco. Lamar did play absolutely phenomenal against Miami, and I know that loss hurt your heart for Miami because Mike McDaniel was wearing – I mean, in the 80s, those would have been Pierre Cardin, but I, you know, those glasses had to be $550 sunglasses at the least. I mean, he looked cool while I was looking at his play sheet down 46-19 or whatever.
Listen, don't take shots at my guy, Mike.
49-16.
He's gonna bounce back this week against the Bills and knock the Bills out of the playoffs. So don't worry.
Yeah. For all of you out there, if you don't know, there's kind of been a thing about Mike McDaniel that he's kind of like the analytics hero. He's like the nerd who became the cool guy in some corners of Twitter. That's how people look at him. I don't know what to think of the guy myself, but you know, you can't be the nerd if you're wearing $550 sunglasses while you're looking at your play sheet down 30.
Disagree. Look cool as long as you want. I don't care what the score is. Let's get into some games, Elliot.
Start with Baltimore, man. I mean, how do you come back from a game like that? I really mean this. I mean, they had the great win against San Francisco, right? You blow out Miami at home. Couldn't you see them being a little flat here?
Well, especially considering Lamar Jackson's not playing this week. And I think 13 other starters are going to be out this week.
Which makes how do you pick this game other than Pittsburgh?
Yeah. So Pittsburgh is a 3.5-point favorite. 4-point favorite. Mason Rudolph, obviously, starting this game. Ravens have nothing to play for. Pittsburgh, they need to win, and then they need some help to get into the playoffs. I just don't see how the Steelers don't win this game going away on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. Odd segue into that. But I mean, I just don't see. I mean, normally I would be very scared by a 4-point line on the road against a division opponent, unless you're clearly better than that opponent. This isn't 49ers at Cardinals. And by the way, I don't even know that I would play the Cardinals are playing. No. Do that. I'm with you on Pittsburgh. I don't really know. To be honest with you, this isn't a game I necessarily want to bet on, but I don't think it's a unsafe bet as compared to others. There are a lot more unsafe bets than this one, let me tell you. Pittsburgh on the road to cover that 4. Let's go to the Colts game because it's big too.
Yeah, really quickly, as you're picking these games, I'm going to just plug in the results to the playoff machine so I can show you what your matchups would be if the results go the way that you think. So you
have so I'll pick Pittsburgh winning straight up. Okay. Yeah, and obviously covering as well.
Okay. Texans-Colts, this is Saturday night.
God, it's a big game.
Yeah, the winner of this game will make the playoffs. And if the Jags would happen to lose on Sunday, the winner of this game would be the AFC South champion.
Why couldn't the Jags lose?
Well, we're going to get to them in a second.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm curious. I don't know. Marcus knows the spreads. I don't know the spreads on these games. And I always like to be surprised by the leaf blower and the spreads. I just have to say before we get into this, if you haven't seen the little Gardner Minshew mic'd up about Max Crosby calling him little boy or whatever he was calling him, that's hilarious. That was hilarious. Yeah. that's ridiculous.
Texans 1-point favorites on the road.
I'm taking the Colts at home. I think Gardner Minshew's going to have a Gardner Minshew game. Please tell me you saw that sound up, what he said.
I did.
I mean, I'm a little guy sometimes, but not all the time.
I did. It's pretty hilarious.
It is.
I'm taking the Texans here. I just think they've got the better quarterback. The defense played really well last week, but this is a coin flip game, Ellie. I could see this going either direction.
I'm going to be honest with all you guys. I would go with Marcus's pick, This is a little bit of a heart pick for me. I'm sure. biased on this. Unlike someone on our podcast, I won't mention who it is because we have a lot of people involved. I recognize my biases. I don't think a little army of Gardner Minshews could beat the Texans the way Marcus thinks an army of a quarterback for another team.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Vikings, Lions. Vikings not quite out of the playoff hunt. They need a lot to happen. The Lions are 3.5-point favorites in this game, and Dan Campbell said that they're playing the whole starters all game long.
By the way, did you plug in the Colts winning in our playoff calculator? Okay. Vikings, Lions. I think the Lions are going to play really good football from here on out. I really do. I don't know if you guys saw the Dan Campbell press conference. He didn't whine about the Dallas game. He just talked about how he's fired up and ready to go, and everybody's ready to go, and life's good, and just made you want to play for the guy. Give me the Lions.
I'm with you there. Next one, Falcons, Saints. Both of these teams still in it. The Saints, in order to win the division, they have to win this game, and they need the Buccaneers to slip up. There's also a scenario where the Saints could get in as a wild card team. That's a little harder, but the Saints are 3-point favorites.
Yeah, this is a tough game to call, man. You know, the Saints played Atlanta earlier in the year. Wasn't exactly impressive. Of course, nothing about the NFC South has been impressive this year. But this game is in New Orleans. Man, I think I'm going to have to go with New Orleans. And I'll be honest with you, there's not some amazing mathematical formula I have to this. They're at home. They're only getting 3 points here, or they're only favored by 3 points, rather. I think they can cover that. At worst, you get a push. I don't think Atlanta wins this game on the road.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Saints win. Next one, Browns, Bengals. The Bengals are 7-point favorites. This doesn't matter for either of these teams. The Bengals are eliminated. The Browns are locked into the 5 spot. Jeff Driscoll starting for the Browns. This game just doesn't really matter.
No, and guys, by the way, when you hear really short analysis from Marcus, that means he's ready to get back to the switch. So I will help.
No, we just got we've got games that have more importance that I want to get to.
Yeah, in that endeavor, listen, I will take Cincinnati to cover this. I don't. There's no reason to bet on this game. I'll just take them to cover because I just want to pick something. Cincinnati wins. There you go in your straight up league. But don't bet on this game. There's absolutely no reason.
100% agree. There's just bad quarterbacks. There are going to be lots of guys rotating in. Just stay away. The next one, this is the big one. Jags at Titans. I actually sent the wrong line in to Courtney this morning. The Jags are 5-point road favorites in this one. Who are you picking?
I'm picking the Titans.
Straight up.
That's too many. There's too many points. There's too many points there. Jags to be 5. Would you say 5.5? 5 point
favorites. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Jags are 5-point favorites.
What team has been with a decent record has been more highly consistent than inconsistent than Jacksonville this year? You can't trust their defense. You really haven't been able to trust their offense this year either. I know Trevor Lawrence has been hurt. I think Tennessee at home has been a game opponent for just about everybody. Give me Tennessee to cover. I do think Jacksonville wins this on like a final field goal or something because Doug Peterson will have those guys playing for the division, but no way do they cover.
I'm with you. I think the Titans absolutely cover. And I kind of think they, honestly, I kind of think they pull off the upset. I think they play spoiler here. The Jags have not played well at all over the last 2 months. Well,
let's plug that in. Let's plug that into your playoff calculator. Yeah. We'll plug in Tennessee winning because I think they have a really good shot. This game could go to overtime. This may be our OT game of the week.
Yes. Next one. Buccaneers at Panthers. The Bucs are 4.5-point favorites in Carolina. Baker Mayfield has not practiced the last 2 days with a rib injury.
Okay, so there's the betting angle, right? And then there's the reality angle. The betting angle is you stay away from this game big time. You never know what the most cruddy team in the league is going to do in the final week of the season. I can't tell you how many teams have screwed up their pick placement. Although with Carolina, see, it's different. Their pick doesn't matter for them because they had to trade up. So normally in this position, you would say, wouldn't Carolina want to lose and solidify their spot in the draft order? Am I saying anything off here?
You're good. You're good.
But with Carolina, that's not the case because they had to trade a boatload of picks to Chicago to move up to number one last year. Last year. It's so weird to say 2023 is last year. But with Tampa, you don't have their starting quarterback. And regardless of your bias about Baker Mayfield, he has been hugely important to Tampa Bay's success this year. So you don't bet on this game. Reality pick, Marcus, if they don't have Baker Mayfield, I see Carolina covering this. The problem is you don't know that.
No, I think Baker's going to play because it's such a big game for Tampa, and I'm going to pick Tampa to win, but that is going to be a game that goes down to the fourth quarter. I have absolutely no doubt.
Yeah, and when I said Carolina cover, I really meant to say Carolina winning the game outright. I am with you, though. I think Baker's going to play. Quarterbacks can play with bad ribs. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, you double reinforce that flak jacket, and you do the best you can. So, good trivia for you. If you could name the first quarterback to ever wear a flak jacket in the NFL, I'd be really, really impressed. I'll give you a big hint.
Is it Steve McNair?
He's the guy. No, right franchise. You've got the right franchise. He's the guy that threw the highly disputed touchdown pass to Mike Renfro in the 79 AFC Championship that basically brought us instant replay. You could get this.
Dan Pastorini?
Correct. Nice work.
Thank you. All right, let's run through some games.
That's an on-tech bowl, and he's been playing it. All right, so we're taking Tampa Bay to win.
Yes.
Please stay away from this line, but if Baker plays, I'll pick him to cover just to make a pick for y'all. All right, next up.
Next one. We've got Jets at Patriots. Patriots are 1.5-point favorites. This game means nothing outside of draft position. If the Patriots lose, they are locked into a top three pick. If they win, you're talking about them in the 5-6-7 range.
If Bill Belichick's not coming back, they're going to do everything to win this game.
I agree.
I expect a reverse wide receiver pass in this game.
Everything. He wants to beat the Jets so bad.
Yeah. Odd formation. Like, they remember that formation they ran against the Ravens in that playoff game?
The unbalanced. The right guy reported as eligible in that game. But yeah.
Yeah. And wasn't it in that game that Edelman threw a touchdown to Amendola? It was a backwards pass to Edelman. That was one of the great playoff games the last 10 years. Rarely mentioned Baltimore at New England, 2014. Divisional round. That's right. I'm going to take the Patriots to win, and I don't care what the spread is because I'm taking them to cover.
It's Patriots. Yeah, they cover.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Total in this game, by the way, 30.5. That's the lowest we've had all year in a game.
I really want to make a joke about one of the players on the 49ers team, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay. By the way, I think it's Trevor Siemian starting again this week for the Jets.
Sweet.
All right. So next one. Rams 49ers.
Does he have any commentary on... No, go ahead.
Never. Rams 49ers. Both teams resting their starting quarterbacks. It's going to be Sam Darnold for the 49ers. Carson Wentz for the Rams. Rams are no Cooper Kupp, no Kyron Williams, no Aaron Donald. Almost all the offensive line sitting out. And the same for the 49ers. So this is the JV squad for each team. Don't bet on this game.
Yeah, 49ers to win and cover just because Sam Darnold's playing. And I don't want to root for the Rams in this particular game.
Yeah, I agree. I think the 49ers just have more
I have
depth.
Nothing on this.
Yeah, 49ers just have more depth.
I mean, yeah, please, guys, stay away from these games.
Yeah,
please,
the ones that, please, when there's please. A bunch of backups staying, playing, just stay away. Another one, Chiefs at Chargers. The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. No Patrick Mahomes, no Travis Kelce, no Chris Jones.
I think you skipped Seattle, Arizona.
Oh, did I skip one?
Yeah, you skipped Seattle, Arizona.
I did skip one. You're right.
Did you reach that level on Super Mario Kart? Because sometimes that throws me off.
I was looking at a different thing. I'm sorry. Yeah. Seahawks, Cardinals. Seahawks are 3-point favorites. For them to get in the playoffs, they need to win, and they need the Packers to lose to the Bears on Sunday afternoon.
Well, let's start right there. I think the Packers could easily lose to the Bears. Marcus and I were talking on the phone the other night, and we're like, who's a team you wouldn't want the Cowboys to play, regardless of whether in the playoffs? And we both said the Bears.
I agree.
Right now, Justin Fields playing so well, mobile quarterbacks give that team and a lot of teams difficulty. I think the Packers can easily lose. That game is in Chicago, right?
No, it's in Green Bay.
Oh, it's in Green Bay. Doggone it. I still think they can lose, quite frankly. Yeah. So I think Seattle is going to win this game. I think they're going to take care of what they can take care of. And I think they know they have the opportunity to do it. I know Arizona has played really good football and could play spoiler here. I'm going to take Seattle on the road, though.
I'm taking Arizona to cover and win outright.
I knew it.
They're just running the ball so well. And Seattle's defense had no interest in tackling in a game that they absolutely had to win last week. I'm taking Arizona.
Gosh, there's a part of me that wants to go with you so bad on this.
That's not the biggest game, but let's get to our next one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Keep going. Yeah, Eastern Stick, please.
Yeah, Chiefs Chargers. Let's just move on. I would probably lean Chiefs just because you're getting 3.5 points, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, done. Done and done.
Okay. Next one. Broncos Raiders. Again, another game that doesn't matter for these two teams, but it does matter for playoff implications because there are a couple teams where they get into a 9-8, like three-way tie with Denver, they end up getting into the playoffs. So this game doesn't matter for these two teams, but it does matter for the playoffs.
I don't know the spread, but I'm already leaning hard Raiders.
Raiders are three-point favorites.
Yeah, Antonio Pierce has those guys playing hard. He's had them playing hard the whole year. I know they haven't always had success, but they are a different team under Antonio Pierce than they were Josh McDaniels. I think anyone can see that. I don't know that the Broncos organization is heading the right direction after the whole fiasco with Russell Wilson and his injury contract stipulation. Mm-hmm. And not to mention the game's not in Denver, it's in Las Vegas. Give me the Raiders to win and cover.
I'm with you. I think they're going to play really hard for Antonio Pierce. So I'm with you. All right, down to the final four games. These are the ones that matter the most in terms of the playoffs. So we've got the Eagles at the Giants. The Eagles are 5-point favorites.
I think it would be easy, by the way, Antonio Pierce's former team. If you guys are wondering, the Giants won the Super Bowl with those guys 2007 season. I think it would be easy to say, oh, yeah, this is going to be a close game. Philadelphia hasn't been playing well. Take the Giants at home. But, you know, at some point, Philadelphia has to know how bad they've looked. There's just too many good players on that team. I think this is the game. They flip the switch. They turn it on. And they show you the kind of talent that, frankly, they haven't shown you all year.
The Giants played them pretty well the first game, but there's just a sense of urgency now for Philadelphia. You cannot lose this game going into the playoffs. There's also an outside chance they could still win the division and be the number two or number three seed. I think Philly gets it done in what might be a little bit of an ugly game.
Yeah, Philly to cover too. I know the spread isn't small. What did you say it was five?
Five,
Okay.
All right, next one. Cowboys at Commanders. The Cowboys are 13-point favorites on the road in this game.
No way. No way under any circumstances bet your money on Dallas covering that. Dallas has historically played so bad at Washington late in the year. I could name all the years. We could start with last year and just go backwards. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to pick the Cowboys to win outright, that's one thing. But from a betting angle, there's no way. I wouldn't touch this game. But if you're going to, take the Commanders.
I'm with you. Couple things really quickly on that one. The weather is supposed to be not great. Big snowstorm supposed to happen here on the East Coast. Seems like it might be cleared up by the time we get to kickoff on Sunday, but it's going to be cold. I did see a report today that the Commanders are considering sitting a lot of veterans, including Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Terry McLaurin. Both their offensive tackles have already been ruled out. Their center's been ruled out. And I think that plays into this equation a little bit. It's just what kind of squad are the Commanders going to put out there knowing that they can get the number two pick with a loss?
Let me ask you something. Do you think Ron Rivera is coming back?
No.
I don't either. Why would Ron Rivera sit these guys?
I don't know if it's his decision.
Why wouldn't it? Why? If it's your last game, who cares?
Because I think the front office is going to look at somebody like Jonathan Allen, who has already been banged up this year, who they've invested a lot of money.
I get it for them. I'm talking about Ron Rivera. Why would you care? Why would you?
Again, I don't know. That? I don't know if it's his decision. If he
right, but you get what are you going to do? Are they going to fire you? I mean, out with a win. You know.
Yeah, they're going to play hard. Whoever's out there is going to play hard. But I do think the Cowboys will win. I think that 13-point spread's a little high.
By the way, this person keeps calling me. They're really into me. Their name's Scam Likely. They call me over and over.
It must be like the brother to Isaiah Likely. Good tight end for the
great one-handed catch. You taking Dallas to win here?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be ugly. Like I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 13-10 going into the fourth quarter.
There's so many ugly games. I mean, the end of 2005 with Bledsoe, they got destroyed. The Dallas needed that for the playoffs. 2006, T.O. drops a bomb. Then Troy Vincent blocks the game-winning field goal attempt. 2013, Tony Romo throws an interception. I can't remember which linebacker picked it off.
But all those games, almost all those games, Washington had something to play for.
Last year, Sam Howell's first start. Dallas looked cruddy.
Dallas had nothing to play for.
A couple years ago, they played awful, but oh my gosh, who bailed them out? Who bailed Dallas out by stripping? Was it Heinicke at the end of the game, forced a fumble, and Dallas got the win? Doggone it. Now I can't think who it was. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Go ahead.
All right, let's move on. Next one, huge game. Bears.
You're a lot of help there.
Bears at Packers. The Bears have nothing to play for. The Packers have everything to play for. Win and they are in. Packers are 3-point favorites.
I'm taking the Bears on the road. I know Green Bay looked great against Minnesota. Chicago has been playing strong football for several weeks now. And I think Justin Fields is going to go win this on the road. And if you think, oh man, come on, you're playing in Green Bay. Hey, we watched Detroit last year go in and beat Green Bay with a lot of fun play calls and stuff. And frankly, I think Chicago right now is playing as well as Detroit was at the end of last year. And I don't think this Green Bay team is as strong as the one that played last year. Give me Chicago.
I think Green Bay wins this game. If Green Bay does win, they would be the sixth seed. That means they would go play Detroit. They already beat Detroit in Detroit this year. So I'm taking the Packers, but I'm good plugging it in as Chicago winning that one. Our final game, Bills at Dolphins, Sunday Night Football. The Bills are 3-point road favorites in this game.
I want to hear your pick for. I've been picking first on all of these. I'm curious what you think.
I'm taking Miami here. I still worry about Buffalo's defense in the secondary. I really just worry about Buffalo in general. I don't think they can create much of a pass rush. Their linebackers still worry me. And Buffalo's one of these. They're really, really inconsistent. I think they're going to struggle with Tyreek Hill's speed. So I'm taking the Dolphins to win this game and clinch that number two seed.
I have a weird halfer here. I got Buffalo winning but not covering.
Okay.
I think it's going to come down to some rinky-dink stupid drive where Buffalo has been getting their butt kicked all day, and I think they're going to do what Dan Campbell did, and they're going to go for a 2-point conversion and win the game. They're not going to cover their 3-point spread, but they're going to beat Miami and make the playoffs. There you go.
Okay. So, just really quickly, you have the Bills winning. You have the Titans upsetting Jacksonville. And who did you pick between Seahawks and Cardinals?
I have Jacksonville upsetting. I have the Titans covering, but I have Jacksonville winning, which means they would get the AFC South. But the Colts win over Houston.
Okay. So here's your playoffs. In the AFC, you have the Ravens as the one seed, the Bills as the two seed taking on the Colts. The 3-6 matchup is Chiefs and Dolphins. And then we've got Jacksonville-Cleveland as the 4-5 matchup. In the NFC, again, just to be clear, did you have Cardinals or Seahawks winning?
Well, you know what, man? You changed my mind. I'm going with the Cardinals. Okay. It's more fun anyway. I think Chicago beats Green Bay, and then Seattle, having the opportunity, doesn't get it.
Okay, so that would be San Francisco as the 1 seed, Dallas hosting the Saints as the 2 seed, Detroit and the Rams playing in that really fun game. And then we've got Tampa Bay, Philadelphia as our 4-5 matchup.
Wow. I remember Tampa Philly played a couple of years ago in the playoffs. And you remember Jalen Hurts, hadn't really played, and Philadelphia was getting the doors blown off of them. And they had like Ryan Kerrigan out there at pass rusher. Not a good story. But I want to go back to the AFC playoff picture real quick.
Sure.
What if we, and I'm just spitballing here, what if we go with you had Tennessee upsetting Jacksonville outright. Let's change the formula here and have Jacksonville lose that game. What do our playoff matchups look like?
Having Jacksonville win or lose?
Lose to Tennessee,
And then we have Buffalo winning. So that would be the Bills as the 2 seed playing the Steelers. We've got the Chiefs and then Dolphins and then the Colts and Cleveland as the 4-5 matchup.
Oh my gosh, those are great matchups. All of those are fun matchups. Colts Cleveland get a rematch of that game that the Browns got gifted to them. Yes.
But do you know what's even more fun? Let's assume that Jacksonville loses to Tennessee.
Okay.
And then Miami beats Buffalo in week seven or week, you know, that final game of the year. Mm-hmm. Our 2-7 matchup is then Miami at the Bills, or sorry, the Bills at Miami the following week. So the same exact matchup like we got with the Cowboys Eagles back in 2009. We've got Chiefs Steelers as the 3-6 game. And then we've got Colts Browns as our 4-5 game.
Yeah, I love Colts Browns. I love it. I love it.
I think Cleveland womps the Browns this time around.
Yeah, because that game will be in Cleveland. It'd be an Indy because Indy would be the division winner. So yes. It'd be an Indy again. I still think Cleveland would beat them. Oh, gosh. I love those matchups. I love them.
Look, the Steelers Chiefs?
I mean, there's only one reason I like it. I hate to say this, but I just hearing you whine for like several days straight.
I might not be calling you.
This is exactly what's going to happen. First, you're going to be like, you know, early in the year, Marcus would have been like, you know, we're going to get Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and it's going to be like 37-3 Kansas City at halftime. And I just want a good game. Now the whine will be Pittsburgh gets so lucky. Kansas City's offense doesn't have a wide receiver.
It's true.
Of course, Pittsburgh would get to play a team that doesn't have a wide receiver. Yeah.
All right. My final thoughts here, Elliot, before we head out. Yeah,
please.
If there's one matchup in the playoffs that I really want to see, it's Lions Rams. I just think that would be so much fun to get Jared Goff versus Matt Stafford in a playoff game after that trade went down. And plus that would also set us up for Cowboys Packers in round one, which would be a lot of fun considering the Cowboys and Packers history, Mike McCarthy's history. I think we have a chance to have, you know, three really good games in the NFC this year.
I'll just add to that, you know, the disrespect Jared Goff got a few years ago was ridiculous in that trade. People treated it like they were traded one for one. They were not traded for for each other. So it was a false equivalency when people were comparing it. After Stafford won the Super Bowl, everyone thought that, hey, what a great time to bag on Jared Goff. Jared Goff, really classy in his comments after the Cowboy game, I thought. I think he's a really likable player. I do think most of America wants to see the Lions play the Cowboys. But I am with you. I think Rams-Lions and Lions-Cowboys are both really, really fun games. Lions at 49ers, I'm not as gung-ho about it. That somehow
we wouldn't get that matchup, though.
Well, we could get it potentially at some point. It could happen.
It could happen
in the NFC Championship.
It's more likely if all the favorites went out, you could get Lions at Dallas in round two, and then you could get Philly in San Francisco, again, which would be really fun. We'll see. I think the NFC is shaping up to be the conference with the better games next week.
Is it Isaiah likely? That was my poor dad joke. I will tell you, I was a little bummed Baltimore beat Miami because I wanted Cleveland to have a shot at getting a home playoff.
Me too.
Because I just wanted to see any team have to go into Cleveland and play that defense in Cleveland just to see if they would be up for doing it. But Baltimore has certainly earned their spot. A lot of respect to them. But that's it.
I will say really quickly, with the way the AFC is shaping up, I won't be surprised at all if all the underdogs win. If it's Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and then Buffalo as the seventh seed, you could have all three of the underdogs win, which would mean Cleveland could host a playoff game in round two against the Steelers, which I don't want that to happen. But you know what I mean? You could potentially have it happen.
Yeah, we talked about the crazy things that have happened in the league. The idea that Kansas City could be upset because their offense wasn't good enough, but their defense allowed them to hang around in games, that is not something we would have said at the beginning of the year. So, hey, major props to Steve Spagnuolo and Jim Schwartz in Cleveland, Kansas City. Their defensive quarters, respectively, coordinators have had great, great seasons. That said, you know, Dan Quinn's had a pretty good season, too. I know people have been down on the Cowboys defense lately, but the Cowboys have had a good season overall. If you want to hear a little bit more about them, obviously, you can listen to Locked On Cowboys with Landon McCool. Give Landon a follow on Twitter. And if you guys don't know, Marcus is doing the Dynasty podcast all the time now. Mm-hmm. So if you don't get enough Marcus, there's more Marcus. I just wanted to tell you all that. Then also, he writes for the 33rd team. He is at Marcus_Mosher on Twitter. We thank the good folks over at Brinks and Believe and BetOnline. And we will talk to you guys, I'm not quite sure. Maybe Monday? Depends on the switch. Talk to you later.
big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.